With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says Iran is proposing talks as some protests continue. Here's correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
President Donald Trump says Iran has proposed negotiations after his threat to strike the Islamic Republic, as an ongoing crackdown on demonstrators has led to hundreds of deaths. Trump said late Sunday that his administration was in talks to set up a meeting with Tehran, but cautioned that he may have to act first as reports mount of increasing deaths and the government continues to arrest protesters. Iran did not acknowledge Trump's comments immediately. It has previously warned the US military and Israel would be legitimate targets if America uses force to protect demonstrators. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
FBI says an arson suspect admitted to targeting an historic synagogue in Jackson, Mississippi, just because it's a Jewish house of worship. Stephen Pittman was charged Monday. A federal judge ordering the Trump administration to restore $12 million in pediatrics funding. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The U.S. district judge said evidence shows the Department of Health and Human Services likely had a retaliatory motive when it ended grants to the American Academy of Pediatrics. The $12 million in funding includes money for rural health care and the early identification of disabilities in young children. Judge Burl Howell wrote that this is a case about whether the federal government has exercised power in a manner designed to chill public health policy debate. HHS has denied allegations of retaliation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Right in the middle of a major flu outbreak, thousands of nurses in New York City have gone on strike. That after negotiations through the weekend failed to reach a deal. This is SRN News. Well, the Ten Commandments might soon be coming before the Supreme Court once again.
At least a dozen states have considered proposals that would require the posting of the Decalogue in public school classrooms, with Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas mandating their display in 2024 and 2025. Legal challenges have led to all three laws being at least partially blocked while the cases play out. Last month, families in Texas filed a class action lawsuit seeking to take down displays across the state. Michael Harrington reporting.
Texas Methodist Foundation has awarded nearly $1 million in grant funding to 68 churches and nonprofit ministries across Texas and New Mexico. One of those recipients, Corpus Christi Metro Ministries, it provides 8,000 hot meals to the homeless each month, as well as no-cost medical services. This is SRN News. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney visiting China this week.
Looking to mend relations with the world's second largest economy, it's the first visit by a Canadian leader in 8 years. Carney aims to double non-U.S. exports over the next decade. The push is part of a major rethink as ties with the U.S. sour. Carney, who took office less than a year ago, follows other leaders like Australia's Anthony Albanese and Britain's Keir Starmer in seeking to improve ties with communist China. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Sand dredging is reshaping the coastline of Africa's largest city, Lagos, and driving away fish and livelihoods for some of Nigeria's poorest people. Scientists have warned the dredging reduces the lagoon's ability to absorb floodwaters. That increases long-term risk for the city and its population, more than 17 million. More details, srnnews.com.